And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Mexa's here, too. And we're in the Mighty 1090 studio with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Following up on that great broadcast we did just 1 week ago today down in Cabo San Lucas. And, of course, the arrival of the Royal Star back in San Diego after Rock Cod Rick's trip. So we're going to be talking a lot of big fish fishing here. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great-casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090, one of my favorite shows, man. Going to be a good day today.
Yes, it is. Captain Tim Ekstrom, fresh back like we all are from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, after that great Sport Fishing Association of California live broadcast last Saturday morning down there. It was pretty nice. I don't know, this studio is a nice studio, but it's not as nice as Pueblo Bonito Blanco, huh?
I have to admit.
Yeah.
That was one of the most picturesque settings I could imagine any of it. But in particular with Royal Star in the background, broadcasting and the whole panel there, it was just what a fantastic experience altogether.
Yeah. Yep. Really cool. And a very successful event, too, to kind of spread the love.
It sure felt like it. It feels like it. And you know, we talked about it on the show. We don't need to go into too much detail, but, you know, we're all in the same boat.
Yep.
Literally, you know, we're recreational anglers, tourism, everything. It's our job to do exactly that. Spread the love, spread the wealth, if you will, you know, share in our success and contribute to the economy down there in any and every way we possibly can.
Yeah.
And we're committed to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, we didn't get a lot of time to talk about the great trip that you guys just came off on the Royal Star, Rockcod Rick's 12-day ride-down, fly-back trip. Actually, it's a 12-15, right?
Right, yeah.
12-15.
Which means the boat came back on day 15
in San
Diego on Tuesday, unloading a beautiful
load
of fish there, which we got to enjoy some of it last night. Thank you very much, Rick. it really came out nice. Yeah, Fisherman's Processing, of course, did a fantastic job putting it together. While I'm on that subject, Sean goes, "You want sushi cuts?" Because you gave me a fish. It was like 130, 140, something like that. And he goes, "You want any sushi cuts?" I go, "Yeah, I can do a couple sushi cuts." These sushi cuts, man, were like big blocks of just
perfection.
Ultimate perfection shoulder giants.
They're like, I call them roasts.
Seriously.
Like a roast. It looks like a prime rib.
Looks better than a prime rib.
Yeah. Way better.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. The quality of that product, we'll get in more detail about the trip, but the quality of that product in particular. We stopped on the way down, 15-day trip. We stopped at Alejos Rocks on the way down. Just had phenomenal wahoo fishing. Two days we stayed. It was so good the first day, we couldn't tear ourselves away. We stayed for another day.
The boat, like, cheered when they heard Tim say he was going to stay another day.
Yeah.
Nice. That was cool.
So those wahoo were in the hatch for 13 and 12 days, respectively.
Sure.
In the RSW, which, you know, that's kind of right up against the limit of what we want to hold fish in RSW, 2 weeks at the very most. But wahoo, traditionally, they're a little more tender. I actually had I had a little concern, and we rocked and rolled the whole trip.
Sure.
We didn't get, you know, it wasn't rough weather. It was just kind of that weather where you're rocking around the whole time. And we unloaded that fish, and I'm telling you, it was as good as if you had caught it the day before.
Wow.
Holding that fish perfectly. Huge credit to Paul, our chief engineer, and the boys. They really watch those temps. They guard that system they need to, like, it matters, and it reflects in the quality of that product. That wahoo, it was firm. It was perfect. I'm telling you, you could not have told you couldn't tell the difference whether you'd caught that fish the day before or when we came in on day 13. I mean, it was just beautiful.
It's literally what I ate for dinner last night, and I mean, you open the pack and it's just pure white perfection.
Wow. Yeah, and
I'll be waiting for mine. Pelican Pete.
You probably had a couple extra.
Yeah.
But the meat didn't separate at all. If the fish gets hot or doesn't hold right, when you take it out of the package, you can tell because it wants to. When you cut it,
especially wahoo, because it's so
exactly delicate. It's delicate.
Yeah,
and that fish was just. Yeah. Again, it's just perfect. And how about the quality of that tuna and the color of that fish from outside of Hurricane Bank?
Dark.
Oh my gosh.
What's the deal on that?
Yeah, Pete was literally asking me that last night.
Why is that fish so dark?
You know, interestingly, the fish at Hurricane Bank more often than not has that deep, rich, reddish, you know, almost purple blood red color.
Versus like the stuff you catch at Guadalupe is like almost pink.
It's super
red.
Light. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't think you were eating albacore, or when you're cutting it up, it looks like albacore at times. And it has to do with water temperature for sure. And whatever the local diet is, whatever the forage around there, it affects, you know, obviously fat content, but the color of the fish is relative to what they're eating and relative to the water temperature. We have found the warmer water fish certainly are you know, they have that deep red color, but more often than not at Hurricane Bank, then even it's different. Even if you were fishing in the buffer zone around the islands on the inside, that fish doesn't have that super deep red color like that fish at the bank does
so
consistently.
Good.
Yeah, and John Christensen of Point Loma Seafoods, I asked him that question. I said, why is that fish so red? He says fat content a lot of times.
Yeah,
that stuff is lean and mean out there. You have to be tough to survive out in that bank, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot. I mean, that fish is there because there's such an abundance of forage. You know, there's the productivity around that place is just incredible. So they're there because the eating's good. That's why they stay there.
Yeah, sure, no doubt. But it was still delicious.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And being in the RSI, especially the way you guys keep
that's
fish.
What I was just gonna say. I mean, we talk about it every time. Every time. It always but it's still. You can't have appreciation until you see the care that gets taken for those things. I mean, the gaff placement, how the fish is put onto the deck afterwards, and then the immediate process that these guys go through to make that fish perfect is what, it still blows me away. And I swear, it doesn't matter how busy the guys on the boat are, and we could have 10 fish going, the same care, somehow they find time to give the same care to everyone, whether it's the only fish across the back of the boat or everybody's got one hanging, that fish is still primo taken care of every time, no matter what, and it blows me away that the boys can all find time to do it like that.
Yeah, and the way you gill and gut everything and wash them out, I mean, I've witnessed it.
Yeah, it's become part of the routine. You know, you catch the fish and you spike it right away. You run that cord down the spine, remove the blood, you know, clip a gill raker, poke it behind the pec fin, dump all the blood out of it. And, you know what, 2 minutes later, then we get in there and take the entrails out, gill and gut them, and give them a good thorough rinse. And they're in that 30-degree seawater 5 minutes after they're caught, 3 minutes after they're caught, just bam.
Yeah.
And it makes all the difference in the world. It, you know, between that and then maintaining that proper temperature of the tank once the fish go in there, those two things combined, and not beating the fish up, you know, the fact that the fish doesn't, you know, as soon as that thing hits the deck, we're on it right away with the spike, we dispatch it. You know, it's a rare day that you hear a fish, you know, go crazy and flap around back there, which is nice.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a 250-pounder flap rod. It's like, clear the decks, man. Everyone's running for their life. One of those things was crazy.
So how was that trip? It looked like quite the productive trip. I mean, stopping and to start the trip off, man, how much fun is that?
Oh, my God.
Wide open Oahu fishing?
I mean, talk about getting off on the right foot. Starting off on the right foot. That was just the timing of it worked out for us, although the fishing on Leos Rocks for Wahoo and the bank outside has been excellent. It just worked out in our favor that, you know, there was a whole wave of boats that went down. They left the day after Thanksgiving. We were three days behind them. But those guys had really cruddy weather on the way down, like no fishing weather, so they really didn't exploit that area at all, and it sat, I mean, basically, it had a week rest, so everything was primed and ready. And
you were just licking your chops.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I have to say, I have to admit, I was looking at the weather reports, you know, when those guys left, going, oh, my gosh, this might be working out.
That's too bad, boys.
Yeah, 25 to 30 northwest, dang.
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
Yeah, 12-foot seas, well, keep going. Anyway, it just it got us off on the right foot. We had such a great group of anglers on that trip too. We had a lot of proficient anglers and a great mix between the more novice level anglers and the experienced anglers, and it just everybody just worked beautifully together.
Really did
a lot of just right out of the gates. You know what I mean? Like, and that really, I mean, that defines a trip as much as what you're catching. Just the, you know, the atmosphere on the boat, how everybody gets along. I mean, it is like you would have thought on day one as we were traveling down that everybody had known each other entire lives. I mean,
totally.
You know, you had the tunes going on the back deck, guys rigging up, just having a good old time. It was great. But from a fishing perspective, starting off with, you know, between 2 days, I think we had close to 140 Wahoo, which, you know, that set the foundation for us to,
It's a good start.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Yeah. And they're big ones, too. Well, they weren't little ones. And, you know, I think the average fish is probably 35, 40
at least.
Pounds.
Yeah,
there was a bunch of 50-pounders, you know, that grade, just beautiful water.
Well, how did you catch them? Bait, bombs, everything?
Yes. Everything, but they were biting the... Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yes. But they were biting... I'd say they were biting the jigs better. They were biting the bombs and the whatever retrieved lure. They were biting them better than the bait.
And that's so much fun.
Oh my gosh! Oh, the surface.
I was just gonna say.
I just turn Ricky loose, man. It's just like there is just nothing better.
Straight tie on the surface iron.
Always, you know, same thing. I learned enough that if I'm gonna go on that particular trip, I'm best served to have two surface iron rods, because if there is a opportunity for a Tim Ekstrom to look around sideways and there's not 13 going and there's an opportunity to make a cast, he's grabbing that rod. Or Blake is grabbing that rod. Or Paul is grabbing that rod. So I learned it was much safer if I'm wahoo fishing on the surface iron is the pinnacle coolest thing you can do. The bites that they have, how hard they pull, how hard they freak out when the lure is attached to them. So, yeah, I had two rods, one that was straight tied and one with a piece of wire, and I don't think it makes a bit of difference. Yeah. They still all come off if they don't get it right. You still get them all if you do get them right. It's one of those things. Pete, it was the coolest thing. I would gladly take missing 10 in a row to watch all 10 bites on the surface iron to get your one, because the hookup ratio certainly isn't as good as a bomb or a raider or something like that. But, oh, my God, were the bites
explosive.
Like, you were talking, you got no voice left at the end of the day from screaming. It was so cool.
Like, what, 9 times out of 10 when you're winding this? And it's kind of a slow wind or medium speed, so, you know, like a yellowtail speed wind. And, you know, it's all silent.
You're into it.
9 times out of 10, a wahoo comes flying out of the water 10 feet, 15 feet in the air. And, you know, a lot of times they just hit the jig. So you see the jig flying and tumbling out ahead of them. You know, they hit it so fast, they just knock it. So, there's the jig, ding, 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 and flying out.
Whoa.
With a wahoo, you know, 10 feet in the air and then over-rotates and lands upside down backwards.
Oh, my gosh.
And then another one does.
Yeah.
Like, you get it all straightened out, another one.
Oh.
And it is like 9 times out of 10 they come flying out of the water. Like,
so
as much
cool.
As much as you try to restrain yourself, you can't. I mean, it's just like it voluntarily comes out of you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
No matter who it is, too. The whole side of the boat will see it because, you know, they're jumping. Oh, my God.
It's so cool, dude.
I mean, I'm in tears laughing. It's so cool. It's funny. It's so exciting. That is by far the best. For sure. That is the best bite. I don't think you can get any better. I don't.
I'm with you.
Action, excitement, entertainment.
It's so
cool.
It's
been good long-range wahoo fishing, huh?
Best I've ever seen.
Best you've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, by far. I mean, we've had 3 consecutive years now of really, really good wahoo. Obviously, in incredible conditions that have favored, you know, a high production, you know, spawning, whatever, where they come from, the conditions have been ideal for them. Because, you know, what the difference this year, we had... The year before, it was insane fishing for wahoo at Alejos Rocks in particular. There was a lot of them there. This year, and you know, the ridge, there were a few around, but it was a little slow in there. You know, there just wasn't as many. This year, they were everywhere.
But, really? That's
cool. I mean, the ridge out in front of Mag Bay. When we were talking to the guys down at the Cape, they're all over in the Cape.
Right.
They're East Cape. They're out at Alejos. Just incredible numbers. All the guys in Mag Bay slaying them. Everybody was catching a lot of wahoo. Yeah, and it's like the more that got caught, the more move in. It's just all you're doing is making room for the next bat. Really
cool.
Amazing.
You've always said that wahoo's a fish that's, you know, that's pressure sensitive, where, you know, it takes, like you were saying, well, we got Alejos with several days of rest. But what was so crazy this year, it seems like one boat would go in and get them, and then the very next day it was great fishing again, and then the very next day great fishing again and again. It just seemed like every spot just reloaded every day.
Yeah, it's in particular the ridge. It was just, and Alejos, same thing. It's just more and more. I can't even fathom how much wahoo, if you put it all in one pile, how much there really was there, because that ridge in particular. I mean, there was between all the boats out of Mag Bay and the skiffs there. I mean, there was a lot of wahoo being caught, and it just had no effect.
That's cool.
And we'd see, you know, we'd back off. You go there and there wouldn't be any, you get a few, whatever, and you think, oh, well, it's over. And it was just conditions related because, you know, the next day somebody goes there again, oh, my gosh, you know,
new batch moved.
Yeah, wahoo everywhere. Or the same batch, it just moved out, you know, a mile away.
Yeah.
Like, just remarkable. Every spot.
So next year, water, everything seems to be changing quite a bit. La Nina coming in, water's going to cool down. But typically, a normal year, you get good fall wahoo and tuna fishing on the ridge.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I guess we'll see about the La Nina thing, if it actually happens. As they say, there sure seems to be this uphill push, this warm water wants to favor the western coast of Baja and down around the islands down below. Even up here in the Southern California Bight, you know, it's supposed to be cold, but it's 68 or 69 degrees, whatever it is, still. And I'm just, I guess we'll wait and see.
Wait and see.
But you know, the La Nina does not, if it does happen, it doesn't mean that it's going to be bad for fishing down there.
No.
That's for sure. It might be a little farther down, you know, but maybe we'll see a shift onto the lower banks,
sure.
You know, where we had in years past. I mean, I can go back into the 90s and the late 80s, and we had phenomenal wahoo fishing on Potato Bank and Lusitania Bank.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fishing like we're seeing now at Alejos, but farther down. So, you know, it might cause a shift, but hence the beauty of long-range fishing.
Exactly. You got the time to go get them.
And
exactly.
That's what long-range fishing is all about. That's why you go 10, 12, 14 days, is because there's so many different opportunities in so many places. You need that amount of time to explore all these things.
This was a perfect example, this last trip. Yeah. You know, we started out at Laos. We went down and fished the buffer zone out around Clarion. And it just died on us. It went stone cold. And we were a little, you know, I in particular was a little pained about which way to go, maybe go in and try the coast the last few days, or we had the option to go out to the bank. As it so happened, a couple of our colleagues were out there, and the bank, which was totally dead on our way down, another example of how these places change. I mean, it was dead, man. There was nothing. And then overnight, boom, you know, the guys on the big ass went out there and just, fish moved in. They started loading up. So, you know, we monitored things. We didn't sit on our hands too long. And we got the call. It was just perfect timing. It's like, hey, you know, it's classic. A couple of our colleagues, when they give us a call and say, hey, you got to get out here, you just go.
Just drop everything and go.
It wasn't maybe think about it. This is good enough.
No, the exact words were, stack your gear on the bow and get out here. So
we're going.
Yeah, we had really, I mean, the conditions around Clarion just went to heck on us, man. It was just terrible. It just was, you know, that happened.
But that could have changed in a week, right?
It could have changed overnight.
Overnight.
It wasn't from a lack of fish. Everywhere we tried, we caught one. You know, one, two, one, and you could see it all on the outside. It just wasn't happening. Conditions were awful. We had no current there for 2 days. I mean, just the boat just lolling around. Everybody straight up and down under the boat. Anyway, we got on our horse and went out there to the bank and had just the perfect style action.
Yeah,
it was almost all nighttime. We did catch fish in the late afternoon and one or two in the daytime, but it was almost all in the dark from like 8 at night to
as soon as it gets dark till as soon as it's morning.
Wow.
But it was really, like I said it a few times, it was really fair, the distribution of bites and fish. You know, you really just had to be in the water. You had to fish, and you'd get your shot, and that's how it shook out. So it was great. The catch was very well distributed throughout everybody. Yeah. Nobody was left holding the bag. You know, if you put your time in, you had a bait over the side, and whatever kind of bait, you know, you had one over the side, you were going to get your shot. And everybody did. We ended up catching... It was like the perfect amount of fish.
Yeah.
It ended up being the perfect amount. I think we had, what did we have for 2 days out there, we had, it was around 80 or 85 of those nice sized tuna, most of which were 130 pounds or better, 120 pounds or better, plenty in that 160 to 180 range.
And some cows.
Yeah, and we had 10 fish over 200 pounds.
Close. 10 over 200.
I think
200.
We had 10 out there.
And the beauty
just 10 over 200.
Yeah, out there.
And in 2 days.
Yeah.
And the beauty of fishing in the dark, too, is everybody's able to use their heavy tackle. It's easier on you when you hook one of those big ones. It's so much nicer to be somewhat in the driver's seat when you got them on 130-pound, you know, big gear. It was just
fishing.
It was
big
perfect.
Baits, too.
Big baits or big baits and sardines. I mean, they bit everything, just like Tim said. You know, I mean, all the way around, every way you wanted to try and catch them was effective enough. And you know, we had that opportunity of fishing skipjack. I think it was the coolest thing I've ever got to do ever. I mean...
How much fun is it getting a bite on like an 8 to 10 pound skipjack, right? You know that's something big that's eating that thing, right?
That's the coolest part about it. It's just like, oh my god, something ate that thing, you know?
it reminds me in a way of that wahoo fishing on the surface iron.
Exactly.
You know, you miss a lot of them. You just do it. And I know they're down there. You know, we all think it's not like he's eating a sardine. He sucks it straight down his throat. Like they grab those skipjack and the small tuna, they grab in the middle, they grab them by the head, they grab them, and they take off, and then they'll swim out. You know, you're giving it to the five or ten count and swing it. You know, he drops it. boom, he comes back. And gets
again. It's like you took a dog's toy from him, I'm sure. Like, I had the same thing. You could just imagine this thing dog bone, and then you rip it out of their mouth. Like, what? No, that's mine. You know, I got that again.
And you'll get this tug of war all the way back to the boat. So, you know, you pump it back a little bit. Boom, he hits it again. Pump it back. Get it all the way back to the boat. He finally doesn't take it. Dang it. Your bait's just mashed.
Mangled. Mangled.
It's just mashed. Just heads crushed. like a wet rag.
Yeah.
It's really entertaining. It's frustrating at times. But, you know, I think everybody who fished them eventually got one.
I think so, too.
You know,
every person,
more. Everybody who gave it a try got one.
Yeah.
You know, generally, when it's a really big one, that's the one you get.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of fish that are, whatever they are, you know, 130, 150 pounds. They're grabbing them.
Trying.
Smashing them, hitting them. Yeah, they're not. But the big boy comes along. And,
yeah, the 200-pounder.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm inhaling this.
Yeah,
one.
It hits the back of his throat.
Yeah.
Got him.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Captain Tim Ekstrom.
You're not kidding, man. So much stuff going on. Lots of great fun. Talking local fishing, long-range fishing, processing the whole nine. We're going to have a great day today and talk all about it. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, it's 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only can we talk with Tim all morning long, talking all kinds of great fishing, we are also giving away such an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Piahi, which is the frame that I wear personally. It's my favorite Maui Jim's, the Piahi, but it's in the brand-new blue Hawaii lens. It's a really cool new blue mirror coating that provides a killer stylish new look for Maui Jim.
Such an awesome lens.
I'm so stoked
really
on that,
like
yeah.
That lens a lot.
I got to be honest, I didn't even know the PIE came in that new blue lens.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm stoked on that, because that is, that's my
sure.
That's my frame.
So I'll tell you what, we want to thank Maui Jim, because every week we've been giving away
a pair of
glasses here for December. It's a little holiday thank you from Maui Jim and Maui Mikey back there. Taking care of us every week, giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Best sunglasses out there, no doubt about it. So, again, if you want to get your chance to those great shades, or better yet, your chance to talk to Tim, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranx, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com, or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day trips and now three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The premier fishing superstore in Southern California is the Longfin in Orange, your home for everything Shimano. Everyone's talking about the Shimano Terramar West Coast casting rods, bringing freshwater techniques to calico bass fishing. The Longfin has all the Terramar rods in stock in their massive 10,000 square foot store. If you haven't visited the Longfin, you are in for a real treat. Everything you could possibly need in fresh and saltwater fishing gear is there, including a huge selection of fishing clothing and accessories. Check out all the Shimano clothing that brings style and functionality to your fishing day. Shimano has also created a line of tackle bags. In fact, the Longfin has their very own custom 500 square foot Shimano showroom. It's a store within a store, and you can see everything Shimano at the Longfin. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check thelongfin.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got to tell you, a week from today, it is happening. Christmas Eve, and it is our Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. And I'm going to just kind of size up the lineup here that we've got from our fantastic sponsors for the 12 days of Christmas. We have 12 prize packages away. Shimano Torium Reel. AFCO Horizon Weatherproof Fleece Jacket. Those things.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Love those jackets. AFCO Aleo's belt and a long-range fishing glove pair. Pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double and a $50 gift card to Dana Landing and a Cal's two-speed reel gift certificate. That's another package.
That's all one thing?
One thing.
Come on.
Another one. Three-quarter day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and a Cal's two-speed reel gift card. Three-quarter day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth. $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. Cal's two-speed reel gift certificate. Rapala Williamson gift pack and a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Seaguar fluorocarbon gift pack, including Fluoro Premier and Pink Label. How about that?
Nice.
Gamakatsu gift pack and a one-year membership to FishDope.com.
Well, that's worth like that's only what? Bucks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. $300 prize.
Yeah. Dana Wharf sport fishing sweatshirt and 2 3-quarter day trips to Dana Wharf.
Yeah.
Sport fishing. That's like $170. Spool of Power Pro Max Quattro and a $50 gift card to Dana Landing. That's the
dude. Right on.
Not all on one show.
Yeah.
Next week. Next Saturday, Christmas Eve, that's our thank you for our great listeners out there. And so those of you that have listened before know what it takes. It's the best takes get the prizes. So if you have a creative, there's been poems, songs, good fishing ideas.
Yeah, great tips, so I always liked, you know.
Yeah, we have a huge panel of judges that come in for this show to make the judges, and we, you know, score the various takes. So get your thinking caps on, your creative abilities, and the best contributions, the 12 best contributions to the show next Saturday, going to win one of those prizes.
That's cool. You know, on that, you were mentioning all those great things that AFCO gave away. I just want to take a quick sec just to thank them also. On our trip that we just talked about, our Let's Talk Hookup trip, those guys were over the top. Like, people were looking at me sideways when we were pushing down to the boat. I had a dock cart, like, to myself overflowing with the stuff, mainly because there was box after box of raffle prizes from AFCO. I mean, everything, dude. Shirts and hats and gear and backpacks and foul weather gear and belts and gloves. And, I mean, those guys were way over the top and so generous that everybody that went on our trip won a bunch of cool swag. And those guys were the number one.
Laid it out.
It was awesome, man. Yeah. They were so cool, and I just want to say thanks to AFCO for that because it made everybody's trip just... I mean, winning something for free isn't the make or break of a trip, but it's always cool. You know what I mean? And like, we gave away some really cool stuff on the trip. It was awesome.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that Horizon fleece jacket that we're giving away, I have one, and yesterday, we know what the weather was yesterday in Southern California.
Not nice.
Gnarly, right, for us. Inch and a half of rain, you know, big brainstorm. That thing is warm, and it's waterproof, and it's windproof.
That's the way to be.
I tested it out hard yesterday. I was walking in the rain. So
nice.
They work for sure. Hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through? Here is your chance. Get a new pair. They'll be the first one on your block to get one of those new pairs of the Blue Hawaii lens from Maui Jim. 877-792-1090. Open right now.
All right. Why don't we start off this morning with Gus, who's calling us from Burbank. Gus, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, good morning, you guys.
Hi, Gus.
Hi, Gus.
Morning.
Morning, Captain.
What's going on, Gus? Good morning.
Listen, I heard you guys talking about Ricky's trip, and Rick said that he had two surface iron rods. What were those rigged like?
You know, I had them, one very traditional, which is how I've just about always fished the surface iron, which is a Trinidad 20 full of 40-pound mono and just all mono on a 9.5-foot rod. And then the other one was the slightly less traditional, new school, and I literally did it just for myself of trying for this trip, and that was just full of Spectra. It was also a Trinidad 20, and it was full of 80-pound of the PowerPro Super 8 Slick 80-pound. And then that was just tied to a ring, and on the other side of the ring, like 2 feet of, you know, of 80-pound or 90-pound wire to a surface iron. And those were the two rigs. And I wouldn't say that the hookup ratio was any better than another. I think with Wahoo fishing on the surface iron, you have to do it because it's such a fun way to get them. And honestly, I think you kind of just have to get lucky on how that thing eats it. You know, the hookup ratio with a treble hook and a surface iron is not great. But you do get a handful of them, and I wouldn't say that one really worked out any better than the other. I think you can cast mono a little better and a little easier in that braid. You know, maybe with the no stretch, maybe a hook one out of every 10 better, but I don't think there was much of a difference, really, and they both worked out pretty darn good.
Tim, any input on that?
No, I think that Rick laid it out well. You know, there really is no special way to rig. I did like that one rig, the black one. I think, what was it? What kind of rod was that?
That was a Calstar 100 mag, 10-foot 100 mag.
Nice.
Yeah, it was sweet.
You know when the surface iron rod is set up correctly, when you barely feels like you put any effort into it, into actually tossing it, it just sails. And that one rig, oh, man, that thing was perfect.
That right there for everybody listening to is the key, the whole key to surface iron fishing. When you see a guy, you need to let, if the equipment is done right, the rod does more of the work than you do. You know, I mean, when you watch a crew member grab a rod and you cast 100 yards, like, oh my God, I've never seen a guy there. You know, if you watch that guy, they're not like just powering through this thing with everything they got. You know, it's not that at all. It's all, you know, mechanics and letting the rod load up and make all the casts. Good casting gear does most all the work for you. It's just, you know, you going through the motions, letting the rod load up and push the jig off the rod tip.
Yeah. Now, what about, you know, those Wahoo have such hard mouths. You're throwing a bomb. It's kind of a different deal. You want a kind of a different setup than that, right?
Well, yeah, like definitely a shorter rod. You really don't need a lot of distance when you're. How many? Speaking of which, right? Wasn't that interesting? How many bites we got right under the boat and right next to the
crazy
boat? There was something different going on there. I'm telling you,
it right at the
boat. Just drop straight down.
Drop straight down.
Yeah, drop straight down, and within, I mean, yeah. I don't know how many bites we got.
Is it on the
like
sink?
10 feet next to the boat, right there. Or, yeah, when you're winding up, just straight up and down.
Whoa.
And biting it right there. You know, you see them.
Like, you cast the opposite direction, you know, where the boat is drifting towards where you cast, and you're straight up and down like you're winding a yellowtail jig for Wahoo. I mean, like a yo-yo jig for yellowtail. I mean, straight up and down. And then you're to the point where you're like, oh, I'm not going to get on a bite on this cast. I'm basically to the boat, oh, right there, like over and over and over again.
Yeah. The thing about Wahoo to me is how many times you stick the gaff in them and they open their mouth and the jig falls out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah,
half the time?
Yeah. That does. Matter of fact,
we had two of them
that came off, and the boys, you know, free gaffed the thing after it came off.
It was like things confused. Whoa.
Extra victory.
That's so rad.
Yeah. But the shorter, probably a bomber or a heavy traditional type Wahoo jig, you don't need a big long rod, you know, something 6 foot, six and a half foot in length. But I like fishing with 50 pound and a tight drag. That's really the key. Yeah. You want that drag tight. Like if you get a bite and you're turning the handle and nothing's happening, you know, line starts like going off the reel or just stops you, your drag's too loose, man. You get bit, man. You got to be turning that handle and grind it through where, you know, it actually stops your arm and you, but there's no line coming off the reel. You know, I mean, if he really starts tugging, yeah, line will come off. But if your drag is too loose, and that really is the key. I know Ricky agrees with me. You got to have a tight drag, tighter than you would think, in order to maximize the bites, you know, the bite to hookup ratio.
Yeah, you don't want to, I mean, not often you get the opportunity, the multiple opportunities like you guys had for that incredible Wahoo fishing. So you want to maximize all the bites you can.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
tight drag, stiff rod, sharp hooks.
Yeah. It's a really good point. You know, we're talking about it. We were in the Garden of Eden there, man. You know, they were doing it didn't even matter. You know, I was like, I missed that one. I'll get another one. I'll get another
one.
But
how many did you lose?
Oh, my God. I couldn't tell you.
You caught a limit, but you lost more than that.
Multiple fold more than that. And I can't tell you how many times, you know, you'd cast your jig out and you're whining, whine, again, the third time I got him, you know, like how many times you heard that yell out from the back of the boat? I mean,
it probably wasn't the same fish. It was multiple fish just attacking it.
It was one of the times when you definitely really needed to be mindful about stopping when you got that lure because, you know, your adrenaline gets pumping so hard. Like, you needed to be mindful about when you did make it back to the boat without a fish on it. You got to stop. Let that thing calm down for a sec, and then pull it out of the water so you didn't have one just chasing the thing out after it because it was that kind of Wahoo fishing.
Wow.
It was so cool, Pete.
Fun, that was awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that, Gus.
All right, with that, it's time to find out what's biting. We're going to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours with our Baja Fish Report. Good morning, cast man.
Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, guys. Yeah, man, you guys got me all excited talking that Wahoo, man. I'll tell you, that's fun, isn't it?
Nothing like
it. I don't know what it is about those doggone fish, but they're so exciting to catch, either, you know, on the troll or casting or you know, catching them on live bait. But they're just an amazing, amazing fish to catch. And, you know, it's amazing, too, so many people go on our trips that have never really caught a Wahoo. And, you know, and it seems like that's the ghost fish that they're really looking for. And boy, when you get into them and you get a good bite like you guys experienced, I mean, it's crazy. But anyway. Now you got me all excited. Let's talk about some fishing down in the Baja. Let's start off with Cancun down there, Puerto Morelos, and from the El Cid Marina fleet there out of Cancun. They're kind of getting a mixed bag there. They're getting some sailfish there. They're getting the blackfish tuna. They're getting the kingfish, those big Atlantic barracuda, and a whole bunch of other fish that I don't even know the names of, that I haven't heard of, mysterious fish. But anyway, so some good fishing going on down there. Let's jump over to the Ixtapa Zihuatanejo there. Blue waters, guys, got really close to the harbor there, about a mile out. They're getting into the blue water. There again, a couple of sailfish per boat per day on the average there. They found some tuna out at 20 miles. Tuna were, I'd say, anywhere between 25 and 40-pound fish. Of course, along the beaches there, especially this time of year, you're going to have roosters, jacks, and Sierra mackerel. So some nice fishing going on at Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. Move over to Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo. Same thing going on there that's been going on for the last month and a half, 2 months. Still got the Wahoo around up inside the Sea of Cortez, especially up around Vinorama, San Luis, and the Iman banks there. They're taking those on the slow-trolled Chiwili, that mackerel-looking bait with a trap hook on it, and they're also getting a few on the trolled Rapalas. Or as you say, Pete, Rapalas. And also, striped marlin have been on the count there. They're averaging about one striped marlin per boat per day on the release there. A few Dorado in the mix. But otherwise, good weather, good fishing, good time of year to be heading south. Anyway, want to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America? Join us on our Christmas Island trip this end of June or down to Pesca, Panama. End of March, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510. on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys on Christmas Eve.
All right, Christmas Eve, the Christmas Spectacular. Cast man, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Will do, Pete.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Tim. And right now, let's talk to Gene, who's called us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Gene. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Gene.
This question is for Tim. Me and my dad fished down at the Riviera Islands and hurricane and all that. And you guys talk about beach fishing. I don't ever recall when we went down, it was just we'd shoot straight for the islands or those areas. What is this beach fishing that you guys are actually talking about?
We're talking about the lower banks, local banks, in between Bahia Magdalena and Cabo San Lucas, Lusitania Bank, Potato Bank, Finger, Jaime, Golden Gate, Morgan, all of those banks on these warmer water years in particular have I mean, we're going back a long way into the 90s, but that, if you guys remember, that fishery just exploded in 2003, 4, 5, all the way through 2010. It was pretty incredible fishing down there consistently for big fish. And at this time of year, as long as the water's warm, it's still an option. And I know that it can be, I'd say it's not nearly as consistent in there as it is around those islands. You know, those islands are where those fish live. Those banks are where they pass through and visit. So it's, you know, especially you get later in the year, it can be a bit of a risky affair. It's a hit or miss shot. But when you hit, you know, it's traditionally big fish in there. I mean, there's been a lot of fish in the high twos and low threes taken from that zone. So as long as the water's warm, it's a viable move. And especially on those trips, like the majority of our trips on Royal Star, they wind up in Cabo San Lucas. So it just makes perfect sense. You know, whether you're, if you're out around the bank or the islands and you have good fishing, but there isn't a lot of fish over 200 pounds, say in your catch, it's a great move to go in there for the last day, you know, spend one day and see if you can't get a few monsters in there. Or if it's just dead on the outside, you're going that way anyway. You don't go out of your way on your way to Cabo. Those banks are basically along the road. So it's an option when the water's warm and the fish are there.
And the cool thing is that variety on the ridge in the fall, you catch so many different species.
Yeah, I'm talking more below there, like yeah, not the ridge in particular, but below Mag Bay.
But
it does give you a shot at variety. I mean, it's not uncommon to have Dorado mixed in there. Of course, there's marlin, not that we're after them, but they hassle us when we're fishing in there.
Yeah.
And
a lot of them this year.
Oh, my gosh. Just dude, crazy. I mean, there's times we couldn't. When we fished along the beach there, you can't fish. There's so many marlin, they'd run us out.
Huh.
You know, you can't get a bait in the water without getting one. So
when you refer to the beach, it has nothing to do with shallow water or proximity to the actual beach. It's just general slang term for, you know, in along the coast as opposed to way outer island.
Banks off of Mag Bay.
Yeah, I'm glad that you clarified that, because that might be confusing. Yes, that's right. What we call the beach is close to the coast. Mm-hmm. You know,
how close?
It can be, I mean, those banks, Jaime Bank's 28 miles off the beach, Finger Bank's 30 miles, Potato Bank's 30-something miles, you know, Lusitania's even farther, it's 60 miles, 70 miles.
So it's in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, but it's for us.
But in comparison to 500 miles.
Yeah, we fish offshore, so anything close, if you can see land, it's the beach.
Yeah. How far is Hurricane Bank off the beach?
560 miles.
560
yeah.
miles.
Yeah, just a hop, skip, and a
jump. Yeah, so when you're 28 miles away, you're definitely on the beach.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got phone calls, catch reports, all kinds of great information. Plus, we got the band, Tim Ekstrom. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away
from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2 1/2, 3 1/2, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dena Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dena Wharf. Join the Dena Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dena Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XESRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Hey, you want to get through, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Piahi with the new blue Hawaii lens. Love that lens. The cool thing about Maui Jim's and this lens is the super thin glass.
Yeah.
That the Maui Jim is like no other glass lens. Glass is way better as far as transmission, light transmission. The whole package is so much better. But you don't think it's glass because it's so lightweight.
That's usually the big trade-off. You know, we carry a lot of different styles of glasses in the tackle store. And, like, the big trade-off is, you know, polycarbonate, you know, which is a very fancy, very good, but plastic lens is very light, which is attractive to it. The problem is we're fishermen. You know, I mean, we get saltwater spray and everything else like this. And I guarantee if you ask Maui Mikey, they would all say, oh, don't do that. But we're fishermen. The way we clean our glasses, all of us, you lick your finger and you wipe with your T-shirt. That's just what we all do. I'm sure a sunglass person would tell you, oh, no, make sure it's a microfiber, this and that. Yeah. It just doesn't work like that.
Doesn't happen.
Glass doesn't scratch like polycarbonate does. So having glass to a fisherman is so important because that's what we do. We lick our finger, we wipe our glasses. Yeah. That's just how we all are. And the Maui Jim glass isn't going to scratch when you do that. But it has the weight like a plastic lens because they're so light. They're awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Tim, I don't know that you ever heard this, but do you ever use coffee to clean your glasses?
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, it works good.
What?
Yeah. A long time ago, Ray Sobiak, Captain Ray Sobiak, the producer, taught me that trick. I guess it just gets all the gunk off.
Yeah, it's just
really?
It's like,
yeah,
using a...
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like using a blend, you know, any kind of detergent type cleaner.
Yeah.
The problem with it is if you do it on a regular basis, it actually starts taking the the polarizing off of the lens.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Maybe the new Maui gym glasses, maybe they're better.
Polarization is in the lens on Maui.
But, yeah, it started, I know I've come in pairs in the past. Yeah, it started peeling it off.
Yeah. But it after get a while. Grime off
no
and
kidding. I've never heard that.
Coffee on it, you know.
Oh, it works great.
And it just,
that's a good call. All right. I'm going to try that.
Wash it off. Wipe it down.
Exactly.
Gets it right off of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
You wonder what it's doing to your gut when you're drinking it after that.
Exactly. Hey, want to throw a condolence out to, we miss this guy,
yes.
Phil Lowbred, passed away. I'm sure most of you heard out there. Ran H&M Landing for decades and was just an amazing guy. I mean, a lot of us had interactions with Phil over the years. I know I had many, many, many years with Phil. And, God, he was a guy that just kind of made it happen and got things done and just a super amazing fellow. And he was like the ultimate knife collector, too. You get tired of talking about knives and collecting knives and things like that. He was an amazing guy.
He was a very, very, very measured in his approach. I have a lot of respect for Phil. He actually talked me down off the ledge a few times. I'd get, you know, mad as hell about whatever it was. You know how it is when you're young. But I'd go down and talk to Phil, and you know, he had a lot of insight, and he always...
That's cool.
I would have conversations with him and had a completely changed perspective after I did, and you know, I was really grateful for that. And you know, we didn't run at H&M Landing. He didn't have to to dedicate any time to whatever my beef was, but... He was a resource that I really valued. I didn't lean on him very often, but when I did, it was valuable. And I have just so much respect for the man. I mean, he had a lot of health problems, stuff he battled through. And,
sure.
You know, he never griped about it.
He was tough, though, man. That guy had Parkinson's.
He was tough as nails.
And he would he was at work every day.
Yeah, he never griped about it. He never, you know, it's like, you know, some people get, you know, under the weather and they're, you know, you got to hear about it all, and nothing else. And not him. Man, he just rolled with it.
Yeah.
He's a real warrior. So,
yeah, I'm
you know,
amazing guy.
A good man was lost, but, you know, he put up a hell of a fight.
Oh,
he had a good run.
No doubt about it. You know, when I first started the show 25 years ago, I spent many an hour sitting talking to Phil and getting his insight about the industry and all that. He was very, very helpful to me and educating me about the fishing industry
and
the landings and all that kind of stuff. And he was never at a loss to help somebody out, including myself or whatever. He was always a guy that if you wanted to go in and see Phil Lowbred, he'd take the time to sit there and help you.
That's
no
cool.
matter what. So, going to miss
man.
That guy
yep.
for sure. No doubt about it. Hey, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090, a line open there. There's your chance.
You got it. You can also try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Fred, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. You know, excuse me, I have... I keep running across anglers, you know, that fish the local boats day and a half, sometimes 2.5 days, and they go rock cotting or they go to the islands and stuff. And I talk to them about long-range fishing, and they say, oh, man, I don't know if I could go out to sea that long, you know. And I says, oh, come on, man. You go out for a day and a half, 2 days, you know, what's the difference? And, you know, they don't understand, and then they say, well, it's too expensive. Yet, but they'll go on a cruise, an ocean cruise, or something like that, and spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, and then they think the fishing is too expensive to go on long range, you know, and then they relate to long range as the bunk rooms. Well, you know, they don't understand cabins. You know, these are the things that people just don't quite understand, and I just thought I'd bring it up to you because I think it's something important that people, you know, should understand more about long range fishing. And I know I'm a dedicated long range fisherman. Period. I mean, that's just the way it is.
You get hooked, don't you, Fred?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, they just and look at the tackle. Most of the boats, if you don't have tackle, some of the boats you just let them know, and they'll have tackle for you when you go on the boats. And then and it's not that expensive to rent at the tackle shops.
No doubt about it. Yeah, and how many times, Tim, have you heard, wow, that's a long time on a boat?
I've heard it plenty, no doubt. But you know,
I hear it plenty, too.
You make a great point there, Fred, and it's one of the reasons why we love to throw an odd day-and-a-half trip into our schedule, impromptu, you know, if we got to you know, trip that we'd chop up or whatever. It's a great opportunity to introduce more anglers to our style of boat and our style of fishing, because it is different. You know, it's just, there's a different standard. There's a lot more elbow room. The accommodations are
fantastic.
You know, they're just consistently geared towards a little more luxury, a little more, you know, again, space of the boat, elbow room. There's a higher standard of service. The crew members are not, you know, they're not summer hires. They're professionals who do this for a living. The quality of the cuisine is typically very high. You know, it's not a burger and fry affair. And I do think, still, after all these years of the long-range fishery being around, there is still a significant number of individuals who just think that a long-range trip is a glorified one-day one-day trip.
And
you know,
it's just not, and nothing's further from the truth.
No, it's totally different.
Yeah,
and that's not to say there's anything wrong with the local boats.
Oh, no.
It's just a different, it's a different program.
Different animal.
Yeah, and hands down, I see it time and time again when we do run those impromptu day-and-a-half trips, and we get some new anglers on the boat, introduce them to our style of fishing. Hands down, they come back. They're like, "Oh my gosh,
this is amazing!
This is incredible! Not only could I do this for, you know, 6 days, 5 days, 7 days, whatever, I'm going to do.
I want to do this.
Yeah, this is
a great deal.
And we find
you see things on a long range trip you're never going to see anywhere else. No matter where. I mean, Ricky and I have traveled all over the place: Christmas Island, Panama, Costa Rica. No matter what. You see things and you have opportunities for fishing that nobody else can offer long range.
Yeah, which is, you know, I mean, that's among our pitches, but that really is. I mean, the whole idea going back to the inception of long range fishing was to visit fishing destinations that are relatively, in, if not completely, inaccessible to smaller boats, you know, smaller recreational boats, and introduce anglers to a caliber of fishing that only, you know, very few actually see on a consistent basis. You know, I mean, we've had incredible fishing 30 miles offshore here, but not as consistent as long range fishing. I mean, that's what we do as long range fish. That's the kind of fishing we see on a regular basis. So, you know, the whole idea of long range is it's different.
It's an ultimate experience.
You brought up something there, too, that I want to relive, and that's the professionalism of the captain and the crew for the person who either hasn't done it before, or maybe the buddy or the spouse or the girlfriend of somebody who maybe wants to give it a try but is hesitant on it. I marvel every time we go. And those guys, especially on the Royal Star, those guys are my buddies. You know, those guys that I skiff fish with or, and you know, would, you know, on a trip off, would drink beer and BS with on a weekend. And then you see those guys in action, and like every time I just like, man, these guys are so good at what they do and so good when somebody is new to it or just uncomfortable or just hasn't been in that scenario. Like, these guys have this light switch. When the game is on, they have game face like you wouldn't believe. And just, I mean, so many times I've been fortunate enough to get to watch somebody that is brand new to it, and like the coaching that goes on, the second that you hook a big fish, there is the most professional person at that exact thing, catching big fish, that's literally standing next to you, offering as much or as little direction as you need, as much as, you know, rest your rod here and put your hand here and straighten your back this way, or just a guy that's got your back, hey man, doing a good job, you know, I'm you know, standing by with the gaff, that kind of thing. I mean, from whatever level you need, those guys are so good at what they do.
No question. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls. We got the catch report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
XEPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.